broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, James Edwards, live on your radio, thepoliticalcesspool.org, his award-winning website and talk show, every Saturday night on your radio live, but 24/7 on demand. Incredible commentary, incredible articles and insights, all at thepoliticalcesspool.org. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, Hour 2 at 2, March 17th. In the year of our Lord, 2021. And folks, I'm telling you right now, man, I was looking for the Eagles song to play on the border. It's a great song, but I can't play it because I look on YouTube and I can't find a single version of it that I can play. Maybe the Eagles are getting shut down too now, buddy. I don't know what to say about this. This is shocking. James, do you have a response? They're even shutting down now the YouTube video you can't find on the board of the Eagles.
I'll tell you, since we talked about this on my program with Operation Choke Point, you came on and gave a brilliant breakdown of what's going on with that and that legislation or that executive order and how Biden sort of resuscitated all of that. And yes, the noose has certainly tightened even in the short two-month period that Biden has allegedly been the president. And it is all encompassing, Sam. I didn't know if the Eagles would get caught up in that, but perhaps they did. Even mentioning the border now, unless it's talking about it being wide open, is probably cause for cancellation and deplatforming today.
By the way, I can play all kinds of other Eagles songs. But all the
we need to play "Take It Easy." Deleted. Maybe that's what we need to do. Just take it easy. Like so many Americans have done. That's what really got us in this mess is too many people taking James it easy Dean. And just.
When I look at this, I'm just going, are you kidding me right now? And is this really happening? So the border is a serious, serious issue. And believe it or not, it is one of the key, in my opinion, claim Donald made, promise Donald tried to keep, whatever you want to say, campaign issue of all time, and especially for Donald Trump. And now, it's interesting, the border gets better and better and better and better and better. Donald Trump is not a racist. He's trying to welcome immigrants who can really contribute to our society, who won't be a drain on the system, who will add brain power and add hard work and everything else, but not reward criminals and rapists and pillagers and plunderers. And, you know, he tried to craft the policy that made sense from an America first point of view. And now, Donald Trump's agenda and focus on that has been absolutely slaughtered by Joe. And now Joe's saying there's not a crisis, but he sends FEMA to the border. How does that work for ignorant people like me, James? No crisis, but we're sending FEMA to the border?
Well, I got one better than that. How about, oh, and by the way, I mean, yes, once Biden, again, I don't even know how to say this accurately, supposedly won the election. Boy, those caravans cranked right back up where you have this sea of people from Central and South America just walking to the border. I mean, they just walk, and they're matching T-shirts with their matching signs. I mean, that's interesting how all that works. But you were talking about the inconsistency and the hypocrisy with regards to we don't have a crisis, but we got to send FEMA. Well, how about this? I mean, the Democrats, certainly even more than the Republicans, have been touting this whole thing. We're in this deadly pandemic, You're going to die if you're not 6 feet away, and you're going to kill grandma if you see her. You better touch her through plate glass. And you can't visit Santa Claus, and everything's just shut down for a year. But you can have people from God knows where carrying God knows what just come over willy-nilly across the border, and we're supposed to integrate them into society in a supposed pandemic. You're supposed to just allow this. Well, of course, we know why the Democrats are doing it, because number one, the COVID thing has been wildly, wildly exaggerated. And number two, this is a straight-up voter registration drive for them. 90% of the people that will come in from Central and South America are going to vote Democrat as soon as they're allowed. So they'll never lose another election if they can ram it through. So it makes a lot of sense for them. And, of course, these sociopaths that are pushing this, even though it's going to be a net drag on our economy, on our culture, on our nation in so many different ways, so many different ways to absorb all of these people who can't contribute in any meaningful way to American society. They're not very few are going to be able to come here and do jobs at a level higher than what a native born American would do. But yet here they come, and well, there you have it. And this has, of course, been the biggest issue in politics for at least a couple of decades now. And there's been no real resolution. It's either the floodgates are either wide open or slowed down a little bit, but they're never stopped, and they're certainly never reversed. And that's the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats on immigration.
All right, let me, before we leave this issue, I want to keep talking about immigration here for a minute, because I believe that Donald Trump was right on immigration. I believe that Joe Biden's a criminal, and I'll get to that in just a second. But, dude, I don't know what's going on Google here. I think this might be a breaking story, James. I literally finally find an On the Border song. It's a tribute band to the Eagles because, of course, all the Eagles stuff's taken down. So I click On the Border, a Eagles tribute band rendition, right? And you want to know what it plays? Are you ready for this?
I can't imagine.
It plays a tribute band, I'm Already Gone.
Which is a good song, by the way.
It's,
I mean, we can certainly
song.
Go with that one.
But it isn't the point. The point is somebody's playing games with the search, my friend.
Well, what are the...
You can't find On the Border at all, but I can play all kinds of other songs. And then I finally find a tribute band, and every time I click on the border, I'm Already Gone plays?
Well, what are the...
What the heck is going on around here?
You know, I got to say, you know, I'm a doo-wop aficionado from the 50s and 60s. So that's my jam. That's my music. Now, of course, I know some of the Eagles songs and I like some of the Eagles songs, but I can't say that I'm readily familiar with On the Border or the lyrics to. Well, obviously, how could I be? Because you can't find it. But I don't know the lyrics to it. So is it something that the Eagles themselves would have said, oh, man, this is too politically incorrect. We better ban this. Is there any political message, any sort of thing that the Eagles themselves would try to go
well,
out
I'm
gonna and
I'm
going to
find the lyrics so I can read them to you because it's kind of interesting. Eagles
because
on the
bands,
okay, I'm looking for these. I'll
bands
get the
do that
for
sometimes.
Well,
because you had the band, a band called The Band, and they had that incredible song tonight. They drove all Dixie down.
But you might say, okay, it's not there, and the video's taken down. That's one thing. But when you click it and it plays, I'm Already Gone. Okay, are you mocking me right now with your search engine? Yeah, I'm just a conspiracy theorist. There, don't worry about me. I'm the only one that peddles fake news. There, right? Verse one. Cruising down the center of a two-way street, wondering who's really in the driver's seat. Minding my business, along comes Big Brother. Says, son, you better get on one side or the other. Chorus. I'm out on the border. I'm walking the line. Don't you tell me about your law and order. I'm trying to change this water to wine. Verse 2. After a hard day, I'm safe at home, fooling with my baby on the telephone. Out of nowhere, somebody cuts in and says, you're in some trouble, boy. We know where you've been. Chorus. I'm out on the border. I thought this was a private line. Don't you tell me about your law and order. I'm trying to change this water to wine. Yeah, listen. Here's the bridge. Never mind your name, just give us your number. Never mind your face, just show us your card. And we want to know whose wing are you under. You better step to the right or we can make it hard. Yeah. There you have it. You want to respond to that, James? That's the words from the Eagles song on the border.
I'm trying to decipher. I guess maybe the lyrics could be open to interpretation. Is that? Well, I don't know what they're trying to say there.
They're saying Big Brother's watching you, my friend, and they're monitoring your telephone. They want to turn you into a number, and Big Brother's at the helm, and you better watch out. And if you speak up or do anything else, they're going to shut you down too. And they're using On the Border as the reference because the only ones free from all that are the illegals.
Wow, Sam. Sam is waxing poetic here. I had to go to I had to go to Plato here to get that, but now it actually does make sense now. There you go. I just didn't think about it long enough.
Yeah, you better not talk to your baby on the telephone, buddy. Somebody will break in the line and say, boy, you better quit doing that talk radio, James. You better not drive down the road because they're going to say you better pick one side or the other. Whose side are you on, James? Are you going to help us take over this republic and create a global new world order? Or are you going to say America's first and prove you're a racist and go to prison? What are you going to do, buddy? You going to be on the side of Donnie or Joe?
Well, no. There's the song. And
by the way,
that
isn't it comical,
like
in the Eagles, there's Don Henley and Joe Walsh. And so the Eagles even have a Don and Joe, just so you know.
A cosmic coincidence. Well, yeah. I wonder then if that's
conspiracy
the thing.
Radio here
if, I wonder if the – if very interesting. We got to get to the bottom of where this song went and if the Eagles hastened its it's shuddering.
I don't know, but I just know this. When I search for it, if they hasten the shuddering, pointing me to different songs like I'm Already Gone, ooh, you could say it's all coincidental, but there you have it, baby. I'm just saying it's weird stuff. Now, I'm not telling you that there's a conspiracy here. Okay, let me just be very clear to you thugs that want to misinterpret what I say. I am not saying there's a conspiracy here. What I am saying is it's very weird that I couldn't try to introduce the discussion on the border by playing just a Eagles song there. Couldn't get that done. Maybe our love's slipping away, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, that's this song for the doo-wop guy who doesn't know. It's Vince Gill, and it's Don't Let Our Love Start Slipping Away. You are listening to the hard-hitting one and only think tank known as Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
All right, let me double down on my quintessential point about fake news, Operation Mockingbird, government in bed with media lying through their teeth, and they know it. They destroy evidence whenever they need to, etc., etc. The deep state is deeper than you could possibly imagine. But listen up, ladies and gentlemen, carefully to what I'm about to say. I want to get the take from James Edwards on this. So let me get this right. Donald Trump created an insurrection because he dared to say, hey, I think there might be election fraud. We need to look into that. American people come to Washington, so they do. They have a peaceful rally, and in that peaceful rally, the president of the United States says, hey, I want you to go to the Capitol. I want you to peacefully and patriotically let your congressmen and senators know that we need to look into this vote fraud, please. So a million people are there about, who knows the numbers, they won't tell us the numbers. Strangely, they tell us the numbers on everything else, except for when the numbers really matter, right? Then they don't have numbers. Nevertheless, You know, most people leave and go home. It was a peaceful rally. It was great. Their peaceful intentions are obvious. But 100,000 or so roll to the Capitol, a couple hundred thousand. I don't know the exact numbers. Again, for those reasons, they won't report them. And how do I get them, right? Okay. But then most people are outside praying and peaceful and you know, a few hundred go in. I don't know how many. Again, they say as many as 800, but I don't believe it. I had personal people that I know that went inside. They're black, by the way, and they reported on the radio about their evidence and involvement. I've also had white people come on the radio and tell you that, you know what, there were insurrectionists there. They believe that worked for Antifa. They tried to stop some of the criminal activity, et cetera, et cetera. They even got arrested and got let go because they committed no crime. Okay, these are the kind of people I've had on the radio, so let's not pretend my research and my involvement and my firsthand witnesses aren't valuable or credible or real news, because they are. But I digress. Here's the point. A few hundred people breach the Capitol, and it turns out 100-plus of them are Proud Boys, who the cops have ignored and promoted from the local level all the way to the FBI. We blame it on the Donald about the white boys. Then the white boys create an insurrection at the Capitol, and now they tie Donald to the white boys and say he's involved, but he hasn't been with the white boys at all. He told them to stand down, to stop it, etc. They didn't. Nevertheless, here's the parallel I'm going to draw. So President Trump can say peacefully, patriotically, go to the Capitol, and that's an insurrection. We can have an impeachment and impeach the president based on lies and the fake news. Now, Joe gets in. Hey, I want everybody to come to the border. Come on, one and all. Well, you're welcome. Come on in, baby. Take your coat off. If you believe in the Oak Ridge Boys song, come on in, baby. Take your coat off, right? And then you get this deal where he promotes this. And now we have a sheriff, A.J. Louderback, five-time elected sheriff from Texas, who says he has evidence that the Biden administration has secret communiques to the illegals who have been turned away based on the rule of law from the border by the Border Patrol to please come back, we'll let you in. We now have the border leaking like a sieve, where it's not just Mexicans and people from Latin America, it's literally criminals from foreign nations who are tied to terror being let in to the United States of America. And Joe says there's no crisis at the border, but yet he sends FEMA down there. The cages for children are evident. They blamed it all on Donald, but Barack did it, and now Joe's doing it, and not a peep from the mainstream thugs. I mean, press. Okay? And now, if we can say that Donald created an insurrection by his language, then Joe Biden created a coup d'etat on the border, violating United States law. And the evidence is the communiques that A.J. Louderback speaks of, as well as others who have been told. I just reported right at the top of the first hour, James, you have my notes, that, you know what? People are being told that, hey, the Joe Biden administration is in bed with the illegals promoting this. Okay? We are being told that his actions are by the Border Patrol. The Border Patrol is telling, you know, members of Congress and everybody else that will listen, the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, you've got this sheriff, A.J. Louderback, and all these officials are being told that, hey, what Joe's doing on the border is illegal. What Joe's doing on the border is literally insurrection. What Joe's doing on the border is creating a coup d'etat at the border. What Joe's doing on the border is creating mayhem and enriching the drug cartels, the sex traffickers, the et cetera, et cetera. And so how can the Republicans stand down when the Democrats went after Donald and said, you know, your statements at the Capitol there, go peacefully and patriotically to the Capitol and influence to look into vote fraud. And then vote fraud's jettisoned completely after that point. And then you can have Joe literally, I mean, illegals are coming across the border with T-shirts that say, Joe, let us in. You promised, kind of thing. And now we find this communique. These are credible sources. The governor of Texas, a five-time elected sheriff in Texas, they have no axe to grind, but they live on the border, so they care, right? Okay, we have all this evidence, and the Republicans aren't saying a single word, James. I submit to you that Donald Trump was right, that Joe is a flat-out criminal creating an insurrection coup d'etat at the border and needs to be arrested immediately. And you could say, Sam, that's way too bold, buddy. But I'm telling you right now, when you have the governor of the state of Texas and a well-known Texas sheriff literally saying, we have evidence of these illegal communiques, and we have to send FEMA to the border as a result of his change in direction? This is not a debate. This is a national security crisis, sir. Forget saying a border crisis, because it's true, but it doesn't articulate well enough the reality. We got a national security crisis happening right now, promoted by Joe himself. We could research the funding, maybe even funded by Joe and the Democrats and George Soros and who knows what other groups would be involved, right?
Sam, of course, any country without a border is no country at all. It's certainly not a sovereign political entity. It's, a geographical plot where people can come and squat or do whatever they want to, but there's no sense of nationhood. And yes, between the two, between what's going on there and Biden's hand in it, oh, and certainly the Democrats' quasi-endorsement of just rampant illegal immigration versus what we saw on January 6th. I mean, certainly one is much more serious than the other. And you could even take the hypocrites seriously with regards to their condemnation of what happened on January 6th if it had not been for the fact that they have sanctioned and excused and found ways to make righteous the much more violent and much more destructive riots that their supporters had been doing for, what, a year, a solid year, year and a half, still to this day in Minneapolis, as we were talking about earlier with regards to Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And as Pat Buchanan put it, if Antifa and Black Lives Matter voted at all, they voted for Biden. So you can say these are Democrats doing that. Because I think that you can say that because obviously everybody that was at the Capitol was attributed to Trump, and obviously it got out of hand and there was a little bit of recklessness and lawlessness. But for the media and for these congressional hearings, these ridiculous hearings, look, arrest the people, charge them with vandalism or loitering or whatever. But to say that it was treason, that it was insurrection, it was all this. I mean, these people weren't armed; they didn't really have a plan. It just one thing led to another, and it's listen, they maybe they pay a price for that, maybe get a fine, maybe even do a little jail time. I don't know, depending on the situation. But comparing and contrasting the two, if you're going to completely excuse one while throwing the book at these people in an absurd way, while overlooking what's going on at the border, as you just so rightly mentioned, and again, it doesn't even stop there. When asked earlier in 2020, earlier last year, about dissidents, and I believe it was Hong Kong, who did the exact same thing to their Capitol building as what we saw the Trump supporters do. Nancy Pelosi was asked about the dissidents storming the Capitol building at Hong Kong. She said, well, it was a beautiful thing to see, these people fighting for their freedom. Well, I mean, there you have it. So these are unserious people. They're evil people. They are dishonest people. And basically whatever position that they take on an issue is done to further their agenda, not because it's right and not because it's wrong. There's no consistency. There's no decency. All of these people have got to go. And when I say they've got to go, I mean, they've got to be voted out. I'm not talking about anything extra legal, but they are disgusting. And it's the very worst of the American people that have risen to be our so-called leaders.
James, I understand what you're saying, and I completely agree with the hypocrisy. I completely agree with the double standard. I completely agree with the issues. But look, if we can literally impeach Donald with fake news line items,
If we can
literally drum him out of office by election fraud, if we can literally create an insurrection at the Capitol and then, blame it on him and have him removed literally over all this. Okay. But now Joe has rhetoric about promoting illegal activity at the border. How do the Republicans not say, listen, you've created a national security border crisis via your rhetoric, and we submit to you that that's 10 times the insurrection that Donald's ever promoted. Donald said, look into vote fraud patriotically, peacefully go to the Capitol. What Joe is doing is literally sending communications illegally to the illegals saying, come back. We don't care what the Border Patrol says regarding the law. That's literally undermining the law. How come the Republicans are saying nothing? How come I'm the only one that puts this in my opinion, proper serious context that it deserves? Let's talk about that. Hang tight.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
8 people were found dead Tuesday following a bloody shooting spree that may have targeted Asian massage parlors in the Atlanta, Georgia area. 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long was arrested about 4 hours after the first shooting. Authorities say he is a suspect in the shootings that occurred at 3 different locations. Atlanta Police Chief Rodney Bryant said it's too early to determine if it was a hate crime. As the recall, Gavin Newsom prepares to present 2 million signatures to remove the Democrat California governor. Mr. Newsom says they're ready to fight.
We will fight it. We'll defeat it. So we're ready to go.
Newsom on CNN says this is a recall by radicals and white supremacists.
That are avid Proud Boy members. They're part of the three percenters, the right-wing militia group. They are supporters of QAnon conspiracy theorists, white supremacist group.
When Newsom was asked if he believed the 2 million signatures were from radicals and white supremacists, Newsom did not answer the question. USA Radio News.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The massive amount of people trying to illegally get into the United States from the southwest border are from all over the world. Tim Berg reports.
The Biden administration will use a detention center in Dallas, Texas, to house 3,000 illegal migrant children between the ages of 15 and 17. By the end of the year, it's estimated that 117,000 solo minors will enter the United States. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, and 12 of his Republican colleagues went down to the border on Monday. McCarthy saying that one of the things they're seeing is it's not just people coming from Central American countries, it's people coming in to the United States from all over the world.
Yeah, they're from Central America. But you know who else? Iran, Yemen, Sri Lanka. When I walked through the facility, there's more Haitians than any other nationality I saw. And why were they coming now? You ask the border agents, they were shocked themselves because they're being released into the country.
Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Liberty Roundtable, not to be denied.
Cruising down the center of the two-way street.
Donald trying to change water to wine.
After a hard day, I'm safe at home. Fooling with my baby on the telephone. Out of nowhere, somebody cuts in and says,
You in some trouble, boy.
We know where you've been.
Yeah, you've been doing some talk radio, ladies. Gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and use Operation Choke Point and shut down your money.
Don't you tell me about your law and order. I'm trying to change this water to wine.
Never mind your money. Just give us your number.
Never mind your face. Just show us your card.
getting protection from, Joe?
You better step to the right, or we can make it high.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable live on the border. That is the discussion. How come nobody is willing to take this seriously? I'm calling this a national security crisis. You've got people from all kinds of ne'er-do-well terrorist countries literally being invited to cross the border illegal, without tracking, to come on in, baby, take your coat off. By Joe, the president of the United States, the duly elected president that has sworn under oath on the Bible that he will protect America from enemies foreign and domestic. And what he's saying to you is, hey, Donald Trump supporters are the enemy. Illegal aliens? Hey, we're best friends. James, this is a national security crisis. This is no joke, sir.
It's the biggest. Like I said, for me, I think, I mean, look, we're losing on all fronts. I mean, there's not an issue out there where constitutionalist Christians, traditional Americans can point to and say, you know, we're really winning on this front. We're losing everywhere. So when you're losing everywhere and you're fighting a retreating battle, it's hard to say what's the most serious. But for me personally, I think if there was one issue, because Trump made some strides, at least on the right to life issue, if there's one issue we got to arrest right now and get it right before all others, it's got to be the border. It's got to be the border. If you're bringing in millions upon millions of people who don't respect American culture, American history, if they are adversarial to our way of life, our language, in many cases, our faith, that if they're not assimilating, you're not America anymore. We will become more like a third world hotspot in Latin America than America if the population is replaced or overwhelmed. And so that's something that you've got to take a long, cold, hard look at, and you got to be very honest about it. And I know, of course, to even make mention of these things, well, you saw what happened with Donald Trump. I mean, that more than anything is what got him the whole racist moniker. I mean, God forbid we have any sort of semblance of laws pertaining to who and what can come over the border and who and what is an American. But no, I think that's the one, Sam. I think if you got to get one right, that's the one you got to get first, and then you can start going down the line and addressing some others. But that's always been my biggest political issue.
Now, Joe Biden literally now speaks out on the Cuomo controversy. Joe says he should resign if allegations are true. All right. So I just kind of wonder then, if allegations are true of A.J. Louderback, that's the sheriff, five-time elected in Texas, current sheriff right now, and if the statements by him are true that there's a illegal communique between Donald and the illegals begging them to come back, and if the governor of Texas, what's his name? Greg, right?
Abbott.
If Greg Abbott literally is telling the truth, he's saying, hey, Border Patrol agents are telling me that Joe's policies are getting the drug cartels and the sex traffickers rich. So the Border Patrol agents are telling Greg, according to Greg Abbott himself. Okay, if those things are true, ladies and gentlemen, should Joe resign? Yeah. If those allegations are true, should the President of the United States resign? Or should he be impeached? James, what do you say?
Sure. Why not? And here's another thing about Biden's stay. I actually agree with Biden on that. I mean, if he did it, fine. But I am so skeptical of this increased Me Too-ism. Maybe Cuomo did. He's obviously a sleazeball. I would certainly believe it more out of a guy like him than a lot of the people they try to attribute this stuff to. But it's a classic thing, though. If that had been attributed to, well, of course, it was attributed to Trump time and time again. Always it was just, off with his head type of a response from the Democrats and Biden. But when it's one of their own, they'll tout a different message. And again, it just all comes down to politics, not what is universally right or wrong about due process and letting the accused have his day and all of this. Basically, if it's a guy you like, you'll say, yes, let's go through the process. If it's somebody you don't like, he should resign immediately just because of the allegation. And that is, of course, what Me Too-ism is all about. No matter how flimsy the charge and no matter how discredited the woman may be that is bringing the charge, the allegation now is enough to, and it's the same way with allegations of racism. Anything you don't like, you just say they're a racist and they get shut down, or at least they're cast out of polite society. And so you have this now with just allegations being enough to derail careers. Now, obviously, Cuomo, you know, I wouldn't lose any sleep if he were forced out. But at the same time, I do try to maintain some sense of principle and some sense of consistency. And of course, that puts me in a minority in media.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm writing this headline right now, and let me be the first to call for Joe Biden to be impeached and or to resign. All right, Joe should resign if allegations leveled by Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Sheriff A.J. Louder, the five-term sheriff of Jackson County, Texas, are true. Okay,
well, let me be the first
to say that's what needs to happen. No Republican talks about it. I bring it up to guest after guest, and they're just like, whatever. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? We have the biggest, in my opinion, national security crisis we have ever had right now. You've got a guy in the White House that can't really even think. Okay, he can't put together two sentences. He's confused where he is. Okay, and then on top of that, he's ordering the border to leak like a sieve, letting anybody in from around the world and begging them to come back when the Border Patrol turns them away based on the rule of law. And everybody's like, whatever, Sam. Are you guys off your rocker crazy?
It's certainly a much more impeachable offense than anything they went with Trump on. And not only is there a lot, is it more credited with regards to being an impeachable offense, if it's good for the goose, let it be good for the gander as well. So, the Republicans, listen, they tied Trump up, his entire administration, with one fake news outrage after another, including two impeachments in 4 years. And of course, he beat them both, and rightly so. But if the Republicans were as committed to their base, they should listen. There's more smoke here than anything they ever went after Trump. Jam up Joe. I mean, it's hard to jam him up because, unfortunately, Father Time has done that quite well. I mean, I do think it's to the point now. I'd be surprised if he can dress himself. He certainly can't think for himself. And of course, most presidents are just puppets and figureheads anyway for the real power brokers in Washington. But in any event, jam him up. Jam up the Democratic legislative agenda for 4 years like they did with Trump. I mean, and certainly there you have more calls in this case than they ever did with Trump. And you saw the Democrats. I mean, this has been in the news, Sam, just this week. They're going back after. I don't really think they'll be successful. But, of course, God only knows, trying to take out the filibuster so they can ramrod through all of this heinous agenda of theirs. We'll see how that goes, but the Republicans have never had much of a backbone in standing in the path of so-called progress. We'll see. I mean, the hour is late, gentlemen. The hour is late. It's time, wouldn't you say?
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live with James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org, riding shotgun on your radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less?
Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
James Edwards, let me tell you why we need to go so bold against the president. Let me just tell you, we need to go hard in the paint, buddy. And let me tell you why. They're literally calling you and I criminals, and they're literally ready to not only take us off the radio, okay? But they're literally ready to arrest you and I for being terrorists. They're literally ready to say you, James Edwards, are a white supremacist domestic threat. The Supreme Court has already agreed that you're a leader of the KKK. I know you're not, and they know you're not, and factually you're not, but fundamentally you are. And therefore, sir, you need to go to prison. And if Joe has his way, that's exactly what he'll get done. Now, it's not even Joe. He doesn't even have a mind to get this done. But those around him, Kamala, Communist Harris, I can think she's a communist if I want to. That's my opinion, to which I'm entitled, ladies and gentlemen. But all I'm telling you is these people have it in for you. This is no joke anymore. They're shutting down our money. They're shutting down our access to get the word out because they know. They play we're small, but they know we're big. And they know they cannot shut us down while we have a voice. So what they got to do is chop off your voice, chop off your money, wait a little while, and then take you down because, hey, who's going to know then? All right? This is what's happening. The Proud Boys are promoted. The illegals on the border are promoted. And anybody who believes in liberty, in God, family, and country is being shut down in every way at an alarming rate. And, folks, we better stand up and speak up now. And you've literally got Joe, who can't even think for himself, and those around him have got to be committing treason to allow this guy to sit there. And whoever's really calling the shots, whoever's pulling the puppet strings, I don't know. But I'm telling you right now, this is serious business, folks.
It's high stakes, that's for sure. And we've been, look, I don't like to play the victim card. I'm proud of who I am. I stand up with my head high and my shoulders squared, and I face each day as it comes, and I'm never going to retreat. I'm not going to surrender. I'm not going to apologize. But I think when you have been the recipient of such injustices as we have been throughout the press, throughout the courts even, and just so many other examples over the course of our careers as, for my part, as far as I'm concerned, truth tellers in radio, you get accustomed to it to some extent, and you certainly, what do you do with regards to going after and launching a counteroffensive in the court of public opinion to where, hey, maybe it's not you that's going to be deplatformed or lose your position. Maybe it's going to actually be the bad guys. And that's the thing that we haven't quite figured out yet, how to actually take power away from those who are wielding it in a very unholy and unrighteous way. If our people could get together, if there was true leadership, and we thought that Trump might be a true leader for the dispossessed majority,
maybe we need to go to the Mar-a-Lago and see if Donald will have a meeting with us, James.
He certainly gave us press credentials, did he not?
Yeah,
I mean,
afraid of bold initiatives, but I'm not, ladies and gentlemen. So maybe we can get a hold of Donald Trump Jr. Let me give you a headline from Donald Jr. and what he's saying right now, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump Jr. criticizing CBS for pulling live episodes of The Talk following Sharon Osbourne's apology for defending Piers Morgan. Number one, Sharon was an idiot to apologize, first of all. All right, let's be clear. Okay, she has every right to her opinion, and this is the problem with the apologies that everybody's catering to. Okay, I don't believe in the cancel culture, and I don't believe in apologizing for an opinion. You have the right to think and believe what you want to, okay? But here's what happened. Piers Morgan basically said, hey, you know what? I don't believe a word of Meghan Markle's interview with Oprah. I don't believe a word of it. So they jettisoned Piers. Then Sharon defended Piers and said, hey, Piers has the right to his opinion. Not that I agree with his opinion, but I agree that he has the right to an opinion and to voice it. Well, now they slaughtered her, and now she's apologizing. So then Donald Trump Jr. decides to get into the fray, and he says this. This is getting insane, Trump Jr. wrote. Now other shows are being pulled off the air because someone who actually knows someone else doesn't believe they're racist simply because someone else accused them of racism with no basis. Simply because he didn't believe someone else. Now, I know that sounds confusing. Let me try to put that in English now, because Donald needs a little bit of help, you know, with this. But so what you've got is you've got guilt by association. Got it. This is getting insane, says Donald Jr. Now, other shows are being pulled off the air because someone who actually knows someone else, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't believe they're racist simply because somebody else alleges it or says so or whatever else. And so Osborne apologized for her defense of Morgan. That's a shame. I'm going to defend Piers Morgan right now. Now, by the way, I think Piers Morgan's an idiot. I don't like him. I don't agree with him politically. I kind of agree with Alex Jones. Send that Jolly Roger back. Okay? But Alex Jones goes too far in his abuse of Piers Morgan. But Larry Pratt of Gun Owners America literally had an interview with Piers Morgan and ate him alive. And at the end, Piers Morgan kind of threw his sucker in the dirt and he goes, we're not friends anymore. At the end of the interview. So, you know, that's how you do it. You do it politely, directly, boldly, but keep your cool. Don't go off the rails and drool at the mouth like Alex Jones did. Nevertheless, all I'm telling you is that you're really telling me that Donald Trump is going to say this is insane, the guilt by association scenario? Really? Okay, and here's my response to Donald Trump Jr. My friend, you literally came on my radio show. And you literally attacked James Edwards knowing nothing about him. And you literally attacked me, guilt by association, that somehow Sam knew James. Somehow James is a bad guy because, well, he's not a leader of the KKK, even though the press said that. That was a lie. That isn't true. The court codified that's not true. But the court said based on Aesop's fables, based on the company you keep, you're guilty. And so Donald ran from that as fast as he could, like a little pansy. Okay? And now we're talking about defending Piers Morgan and everybody's apologizing and Donald Trump Jr. is going to call a halt to the con game and get to the truth on this thing. Well, Donald Trump Jr., why don't you come on my program and stand up like a man and say Sam's not guilty of anything and neither is James. The courts were wrong. My father said we're going to open up the libel laws and therefore I'm going to help Sam and James. I invite you to do that, Donald Trump Jr., because that's the only honest road to take, sir, and to suggest that you didn't know that Sam and James would be on the radio show together. Your team is the one that reached out to James. Let me say it again. Your team is the one that reached out to James in the first place. Now, you can say you were ignorant of it, but you can't say we're lying when we say you reached out for the interview. Okay, maybe your front organization, you're so insulated from the people, maybe your front organization did it and you didn't know. I don't know. But I'm telling you, the evidence is clear. And the mainstream press had a heyday with it until I proved the evidence. And then they shut up in a hurry. Why is that? Anyway, to make a long story short, how dare you, Junior? How dare you call that hypocrisy and say this is getting insane when you've done to us the very thing being done to them? Hello, operator. James, your response.
Yeah, this was, I found that extremely rich coming from Don Jr. with regards to Piers Morgan, for the reasons you stated. With regards to Piers Morgan, very quickly, obviously he's just another liberal twit, but he is right about this. I also don't agree at all and don't believe Meghan Markle. I don't believe it. But if we're wrong, so what? We're wrong. That's an opinion we have. To cancel not only Piers, and by the way, the ratings of that show have just plummeted since he's been gone, which, you know, good for that show. But to cancel somebody else for, in a roundabout way, trying to very meekly defend him, cancel them too. This is where we're at. So Don Jr. is right about that. But then again, as you mentioned, Sam, he did the exact same thing. And just to give you a very quick timeline with about a minute or two remaining, we had applied for press credentials to a Donald Trump rally in 2016. We were approved. I was credentialed media in the Trump press pen. They even gave me permission to broadcast the political cesspool live from the press pen while Donald Trump was speaking. I was about 10 feet away from then candidate Trump. And you say, well, anybody could have applied for those press credentials and got them. No, that's not true. In fact, there was a lot of articles about that. We got press credentials while other media was denied access. Okay, so we got those. And we were cleared by Secret Service, I might add. Secret Service did a background check. We had to check in with Secret Service. They knew who we were, and they knew who we were at the Republican National Convention when we went through the same process. Well, a day after we received those press credentials, the Trump campaign emails me and asks if we will interview Donald Trump Jr. And he came on Super Tuesday, and it was a magnificent show. But then the media comes on with their lies.
And by the way, hold on. At the end of the show, Donald was happy and said he'd come back.
Oh, well, he agreed with everything we said, and he doubled down on everything we said. He even stayed longer than he was scheduled to stay for because he enjoyed the interview so much. And again, this was on Super Tuesday, which was at that point in the Trump campaign, the most important day to date. And it was a great interview, very cordial, very agreeable. But then the media comes out with all of the lies about who and what we are, and Donald Trump Jr. runs like a scalded dog, and he does the guilt by association thing, and he starts throwing people under the bus and running from it when it was, in fact, his own team that reached out to solicit the interview. So, yes, he's right about this, but, you know, it'd be nice if we could have people who would be right about things and then actually practice it in their own lives. And, of course,
I got an olive branch, James. Sorry to interrupt, but I want to get this in before the end of the hour. Donald Jr., we understand. It happens to everybody. It's hard to be in the media, and you get absolutely slaughtered by these people, and you run for cover before you know what you're really doing. We forgive you, my friend. And why don't you invite us to Mar-a-Lago, and we can sit down for dinner, and we can talk about how we can take on the press like never before, my friend. You and I and James and others could quadruple down, use a little bit of funding, and I'm telling you right now, we could eat them alive. Do you want to do it, Donald, or y'all talk? I'm going to ask Donald Senior and Donald Jr. that same question. Are you serious? And if you are, call me, baby.
Well, you're right about that, Sam. Again, at the end of the day, you have to put the cause that we fight for above personal and petty differences. And certainly, you know, hey, listen, it was a bad way for him to respond. But, you know, hey, let's get on with it and let's do the work. But at the same time, you know, I don't know too much about this guy's character. He cheats on his wife. He leaves his wife and children to be with this tart from Fox News, this Kimberly Guilfoyle. And, you know, so I don't know too much about the character here. We need people of good moral character, too. And I'm not sure if that's being put on display. But, you know, listen.
Hey, if he comes to his senses and he wants to fund the new media taking center stage and taking on the mainstream press and the takedown operation Mockingbird once and for all, you know what? We'll partner with people like that to get it done. Let's see if he's got the mojo.
That's right. No, you're right. I mean, listen, I mean, not everybody in history has been a moral exemplar. You have to work with people who can get the job done for a common good. So we'll see. We'll see. But listen, practice what you preach, folks. That's the message here.
Yeah, the Grammys Full of Porn literally had lowest ratings ever. Did you see that?
That is following up on the Golden Globes, which I think did the same thing just a couple of weeks ago. This is award season, after all. They have all these award shows going up, climaxing with the Oscars. And, yes, the Golden Globes had dropped from 18 million to 6 million. And it's good to see.
You find out that the swamp and Holly Warped is preaching to themselves nowadays, and nobody cares as they tune
in. Same as the media.
As they tune in to Liberty Roundtable Live. How's that, James?
That's the way we're right. You don't catch the flag unless you're over the target. So we're right where we want to be.
Tuning into thepoliticalcesspool.org. And if you're not, tell your friends and do so soon. It's free. It's live. It's on demand. It's hard hitting. And it's honest. How do you like that? All right. For Sam and James, thanks for being alongside for the ride. When you donate, be liberal. It's the only time we accept liberalism. This is the Widow's Might Radio Network. Start with a number that's above zero, and then add zeros in your donation, would you please? LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, ThePoliticalCesspool.org. For Sam and James, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America. Thanks, James.